If there's been a theme today through the Sun Radio Solar Powered Saloon, it's kind of a family affair. I don't know if you know this. We had the Crow Boys in here earlier.
Do you know we're technically the Crow Girls. Do you know that?
Wait, what?
Our last name is Crow.
How do you spell it?
C-R-O-W-E, the correct way.
What is going on?
So every time we see them on a lineup, we're like, Is my dad doing something that we don't know?
Yeah.
Like what's
does
happening?
Does our dad and our uncle have a side project we don't know about?
A side project, nice. What is that, 32andMe or something?
Yeah.
The DNA testing?
We need to check out and see if we're related. I don't know where they're from.
Yeah.
If they're from Kentucky, Monroe County, we might have some, we might be related somehow.
I got to reverse the bus for a second. I'm Beto. I'm hanging with Kenzie and Layla. It's the Girl Tones.
Yes.
Hanging with
hello.
Sun Radio.
Yes.
Otherwise, the Crow Girls.
The Crow Girls.
Maybe if you ever see that, now you know who it really is. If you're trying to fly under the radar or something
there
and book
go.
A secret show, the Crow Girls.
We need to meet them at some point, for sure.
So y'all haven't ever met him. You've just seen the name.
No, I see that name and it kind of throws me off every time.
Yeah,
I'm
every
like,
time.
What is happening? Like, why is there Crow Boys here?
Yeah.
I'm like, what's everyone doing?
Yeah.
Music should be familiar to the Sun Radio family. We've been rocking Blame since it's come out. How does it feel to finally get that music and put it into the universe? And now here you are playing festivals behind it.
Yeah. I mean, it's just incredible. It's been like, since last August has been our first time really releasing music, and it's just we've been playing these songs for so long and like no one had ever known them because they weren't out, but now it always is like takes me aback a little bit whenever we see someone like singing along and it's like these songs are like out in the world now,
know them now, which
and
is cool,
people can listen to them not just at our shows, so it's really still kind of weird because some of the songs we play, people start singing along and it's like, oh, I forgot we even have that one out. Like, it's been crazy.
It's also like, thank God it's out because it's been like 3 years we've been sitting on them.
Yeah.
So it's like, the other each thing, one is like, oh.
Do we have an older sister in the group? A more mature sister, I'm sorry.
Oh,
not
well,
old.
Maturity is different, I guess. Yeah, I'm the oldest.
Okay.
I'm proud to say it. I'm the oldest.
So when the Crow Girls or Girl Tones journey started, another theme has been all these bands have, they've either played instruments or started singing when they were like 4 or 5 or 6 that have come through today. It's crazy.
Okay.
Give us that backstory on the Crow Sisters because that kind of is a parallel, right?
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, I started on cello, classical cello, when I was like 6. And I kept doing that up until college age. And I was getting kind of bored with classical music, to be honest. And my dad had introduced us to the White Stripes and Jack White. And I was just kind of sold on that whole idea. And it just came from that, really.
Yeah.
We've just loved music.
Shout out to dads.
Yeah, shout out.
Girl dads rock. I'm one myself.
He's a Crow boy.
Yeah,
sorry. I'm just going to keep bringing it back to that.
You can. So if people aren't familiar, y'all are a two-piece.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So is when he introduced you to the White Stripes, you were like, oh my God, sis, we could do just this together.
It's kind of funny how it worked out. It was, well, we originally had like a full family band. But,
okay. Like the Crow Boys, they were in a family band too, I swear to God.
There's got to be a relationship.
Like,
we
got
to be related
freaking
somehow.
Me out now. I don't know.
I'm freaked out.
But, so we were doing kind of like a four-piece at that point, and so I was on like other instruments because I didn't start on the drums. I took lessons for a bunch of other instruments before I went to the drums. After we were introduced to the White Stripes, I was just so like influenced by Meg to like encourage to do it because our dad is a drummer, but it was like, oh, that's my dad's thing. I never really thought like, oh, I could do that too, but it was just like, oh, my dad's into that, whatever. You know, not that it wasn't interesting. It was just like I never saw like a woman who I related to do something like that. And it was like, oh, it kind of opened a whole new world for that. And yeah, then just eventually we kind of broke off and started doing our own thing.
Yeah.
Kenzie, from your origins with the classical, was a string instrument more like in line for you? Is that how we got to the guitar? Or?
Yeah. So the thing about the cello is there's no frets, okay? So it's very difficult. And so to go from a cello to guitar is incredibly easy. So
okay, Queen. So you say.
I'm just saying to the guitarist, go try a cello and tell me how you do.
Okay.
That's it.
That's it? Are we kind of locked into the duo? Plans to ever add another member? Or because, well, dude, y'all have such a big sound from the two of you. I love that so much.
Yeah.
A la the White Stripes. Yeah, they can create a lot from just the duo.
Yeah. I mean, it's been tossed around every once in a while. My husband played bass for a little bit with us. But honestly, it's just so much easier, just the two of us being siblings, working together is super easy. I can't, if we were to add another person, it would be a session musician who we kind of tell what to do.
Yeah.
Like
more room in your, whatever you're touring in.
Minivan.
Less cuts for whatever you know, the payout is.
Exactly.
You know, one hotel room, we're good to go.
Simple math.
You know?
Right.
Yeah.
Do you share like a weird, not weird, do you share that bond between sisters where one might be thinking the same thing if you're writing music or just in conversation or in life in general?
Yeah, I think especially on stage, if you watch us play, we're constantly making eye contact and stuff. And we know when the song needs to progress forward, like when it's time to move on, or when we need to hit this note, hit that, you know.
Yeah,
there is like that connection.
It's locked in with the sister vibe.
Yeah.
I'm gonna put you to the test when we do the Sun Radio Little Blue Bowl five question challenge.
Okay, I like
coming
that
up.
Okay, exciting.
What do people need to know about the music? Like I said, you know, we've been rocking Blame. And what might be coming up next for the Girl Tones?
Well, we just released a song a couple weeks ago called Burnout, and we did a music video for that that you should definitely go check out.
Nice. I'll have to post that at the blog at sunradio.com.
That'd be awesome.
If you like robbing banks, you will love it.
Yeah.
I mean, who doesn't?
Yeah.
But it was such a fun music video, and that song actually was in a TV show already. Was in a show called High Potential.
Yes.
With Caitlin Olsen, I believe is her name, from It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia.
Awesome.
That was mind-blowing.
It was really cool because we're big It's Always Sunny fans. So that was when they sent us that show. I was like, that's Dee. She's in it. So it was really cool seeing like a scene with her in it and our song in the background. It was super surreal. So we're definitely we're really excited about that song and what's happening.
We're just going to keep releasing music. And we're just going to keep playing and keep on keeping on.
Yeah.
Got to give a shout out to Central Texas. Or did you have any time to experience this this area or the feeling that it was here at Zilker Park as well?
Yeah. So we came from Houston from another show. So while we were in Houston, we got to check out the Meow Wolf. I don't know if you've heard of that
the
before.
The art installation, walk-through, immersive
amazing.
Experience.
The Radio
Absolutely.
Tavern and one was really cool.
It was
cool.
Radio-themed.
No way.
Which you should check it out if
it's
you haven't.
Cool.
But it was so accurate to a radio station. It was so cool because we're
cool.
in radio stations a lot. So to see that was really fun.
Yeah,
so,
that one was
the food has been amazing. And we've just had a lot of fun just
we
got
to
roaming
see the,
around.
The bats last night come from under the bridge and everything. So that was a lot of
amazing
fun.
Amazing vintage shops.
Yes.
We got to go to Room Service Vintage. It was awesome.
Yeah.
Well, Anna, one of our interns, much like your brother Beto and many out there in the world, are huge Girl Tones supporters and believers.
Aww.
What would you say to them? Some life advice, encouragement, off the top of the dome.
Well, first of all, thank you for listening to us. We really appreciate it. We wouldn't be here without you all. I would say, let me think on that just a second. Do you have an idea?
Trust your gut and just go for it.
Love it.
Set your boundaries.
Love that.
And I oop.
And I oop. See, I know that. I have a 15-year-old daughter. So. I know that. I know that.
You get it.
GirlTones.com to find them in a city near you. Keep your ears peeled for Blame or any new Girl Tones music on Sun Radio.
Yes.
And follow along with us at Sun Radio TX. I'm going to force y'all to do the sister challenge of the Little
Blue
Bowl Sun Radio 5 Question Challenge.
I love it. Let's
All right.
do it.
Girl Tones in the house, y'all.
Thank you.